Ah, there you are. Hello, I'm Jerry Stearns, and tonight on Sound Effects, it's more modern audio theater, still on the radio. After the top of the hour, we've got another episode from A Canticle for Leibowitz, but that's later on. We're going to start off, this is interesting, we're starting off with the final episode of Infidel from Roger Gregg and the Crazy Dog Audio Theater. Now, in this story so far, Sir Hugh is a knight fighting in the Fifth Crusade in order to try and liberate the Holy Land. But he was captured, and tonight, in the final episode, he's finally released from his captivity by the Saracens and goes back home. But he soon returns as an emissary to try to help them create a lasting peace in the Holy Land. But now that he's back and he's seen both sides rather intimately, he begins to have some doubts and some confusion about what exactly is the right thing to do in these situations. So, as you listen to it, see if there isn't something that sounds very familiar to you, and not just from history. The series is written, produced, and directed by Roger Gregg, who is an American living in Ireland, and it has some of the very best voiceover artists in all of that island country. Here is Episode 4 from Infidel, from the Crazy Dog Audio Theater. It's called A Final Stalemate.
Stay undercover.
Crazy Dog Audio Theater presents Infidel by Roger Gregg. Our story of the knight Sir Hugh of Beauvais is based upon the actual events of the Fifth Crusade, which began in the year 1217. Episode 4, A Final Stalemate.
Maybe they think we're dead. Why else haven't they come looking for us? Soon we will get up, cross the lines, and I'll get you home. I will. I'll carry you, that's how.
Yield, little brother.
No, it's too late.
Pledge yourself.
There is nothing to pledge.
Will Philip's brother prove as noble?
Is he too a soldier for Christ?
I am just a simple knight.
Omar, my son, this is Sir Hugh of Beauvais.
Infidel, kneel in the presence of the Sultan.
I was a prisoner long before I was captured.
You're not like your brother.
No.
It's in your eyes.
There is nothing in my eyes.
Dias the Bolt!
God's will.
A good father loves his children.
We are all children.
Blessed are the
peacemakers.
Wonderful news! It stopped! We have cut off your Christian armies. As they moved forward, we opened the dikes of the Nile and flooded their only means of escape. Then our archers on the hillside began raining arrows down among them. So thick and so fast, Hugh. So many arrows. Then your general.
The cardinal?
Yes, cardinal. He ordered a retreat, but it was too late. When they had seen what had happened to them, they sent a delegation to my father to discuss a truce. A truce with the Sultan? Yes! The fighting is going to stop?
Yes! The Christian armies has been allowed to retreat to Damietta, and all prisoners are going to be freed!
All prisoners?
Yes, you! You will be freed!
It's wonderful! Wonderful news!
I see you have heard of the truce, Sir Hugh.
Yes, it is wonderful news, Sultan.
Yes, Allah has been merciful. I have given my word, so you are free to go.
You are most kind, Sultan.
It is a small thing to do for a tutor who has taught my son so much.
Sultan, your war council is waiting. You must choose.
Very well, General Mashtub. You will excuse us, Sir Hugh, but we must choose a hostage.
A hostage?
Yes. We will exchange hostages with your leaders to preserve the truce.
Then let me stay here. As your hostage.
He wants to remain here as our hostage.
Him. He is not worth a carrier pigeon.
True. No, I am sorry, Hugh. The hostage must be a person of immense importance, and as you say yourself, you are but a simple knight. To be blunt, your leaders would not care a jot if you were to die.
Yes. Yeah, of course.
Father, let me go as our hostage.
No, you cannot. You are my son.
But I could remain with Sir Hugh. Surely you trust him.
I may trust Sir Hugh, but his generals I do not trust.
Omar, what if we were forced into breaking our truce?
What's going on?
My youngest son wishes to go as hostage.
He what?
It is the best thing to do.
Don't be a fool.
I am not a fool.
I cannot permit this.
The boy has been around this Christian pig for too long.
Boy, I am a man. Today, where was I? On the battlefield, shooting as quick and as far as any. If I am expected to risk my life for war, then surely I should risk it for peace.
Omar, things are very complicated here.
Once the war stops, the farmers can at last return to the land, and our country will see its first harvest in 3 years.
How can you be so sure that the farmers...
There must be a lasting peace. Yes?
Very well. Mashtub.
Kamil.
My son will go as hostage.
This is madness. You would hand an heir to the throne of Egypt to these barbarian invaders.
It is his decision.
The Christians will cut his throat before he even gets down from his horse, just as they did the women and children of Damietta.
Silence! I have heard enough of bloodshed. Now go and make preparations. At evening prayers tonight, we will pray for peace.
This is the work of Satan.
For peace, Mashtub. We shall pray for peace. Now go.
Very well. But surely, as Muhammad is Allah's prophet, you shall live to curse this day.
Sir Hugh.
Yes, Sultan.
Please. I want your word. You will return my son to me.
I give you my word. Your son will not leave my sight.
Bring him back to me.
I will return with your son, Sultan.
I ask you this, not as a Sultan or as a Muslim, but as a father and as a man.
Then I give you my word, as a man.
Return my son to me.
So, we rode out and met under a flag of truce. They talked, made promises, swore oaths, looked over their shoulders. Swords at the ready. A year and a half. I had been gone a year and a half. And the Sultan was right. No one noticed me. Well, why should they? A simple soldier. There were so many missing in action, wounded,
deserted, broken, insane, crippled. Dead. It took two more days for word to reach Philip that his long-lost brother had returned.
You! Brother!
You're alive, you!
Thanks be to God!
I hadn't seen him since...
Why did you desert us? I called you and you ran.
They slaughtered the survivors in Damietta.
You shouldn't have deserted. What's wrong? What did those animals do to you?
Was it Philip?
Oh, never mind. You're back now. Oh, you can make up for your lack of courage.
He was a war hero now.
Don't worry, little brother. We'll make them pay.
His eyes had that heartless stare, just like his fellow Templars.
As Jesus is Lord, they will pay.
And you, Omar?
I would not make that move.
What will they say about you?
If I had so few pieces left, I definitely would not make that move.
Brave? Is that the best word to describe? To describe you? Brave.
Aha! See? Now you have lost your remaining knight.
No.
And now? Check.
There is a better word.
You are cornered, my friend.
A final word.
Aha! You see? Checkmate.
No gloating. We said no gloating.
Sir Hugh?
Yes?
The Cardinal and Marshal Rico of the Templars wish to see you.
But I cannot leave our hostage.
These are orders, sir.
I'm sorry, but I have given...
No, no. It is all right, Hugh. Go. See these men.
Omar, I...
No! These are your leaders, yes?
Yes.
Then talk to them. Tell them what they have done to my country.
Omar, I can hardly get them
Go!
To...
Go! Try.
All right, just don't go anywhere.
Where can I go?
Yes. Lead on.
This way, sir.
Approach me. Approach me, my son.
You may kiss the cardinal's ring.
Yes, of course. Bless me, father.
Yes. You may rise, my son.
We're running out of time. Let us begin the debriefing.
Sir?
Look at you. We are overjoyed to see you, my son. It is as if you were dead and have come back to life. You are like the prodigal son. You know this story from the Bible.
Yes, Cardinal.
So this is why we're happy. So happy to have you back in the fold of believers.
We know you were in the company of the Sultan.
Yes. Is this true? You have seen this agent of the Antichrist?
I have seen the Sultan.
Why?
I was made a tutor.
A tutor?
Yes. The Sultan discovered that I could read and write.
Ah, of course. You were a younger son. You were in a monastery.
Yes, until the war.
Which, by the grace of God, gave you an opportunity to be a true soldier of Christ.
That's what I was told.
You must be so grateful this holy war has blessed you with a chance to advance yourself.
Yes, grateful.
Who did you tutor? His general staff?
No, just Omar.
Omar? Who is this Omar?
He is the Sultan's youngest son.
The young hostage?
Yes.
What did you teach him?
Our language.
Why?
They would have killed me if I hadn't.
So you cooperated with the enemy?
Masha, Christ can forgive him for this sin.
We played chess and talked. I couldn't tell them anything that they didn't already know.
Ah, now we are getting somewhere, Masha.
Yes. What does the infidel know?
They know we have invaded their country.
Obviously. But do they know our tactical intent?
They know we seek to remove them from power and replace them with people like us.
Christians, you mean? Let us remember, my son, only Christ can save them. We want them to be saved.
With respect, Your Eminence, they don't seem to want to be saved.
Naturally. This is another sign.
A sign of what?
of the last days before the second coming, my son. Our war is the fulfillment of Scripture.
Is it?
You see this. You see this war is holy.
I haven't seen anything holy.
My son, you mean well, but you are confused because you see all this killing, hunger, the death, all these unclean, infidel children suffering with earthly eyes and not with spiritual eyes.
These people are suffering because...
These people suffer because they are in the grip of Satan. What greater love can we show them than breaking the grip of the Antichrist so they can accept Jesus, so they can be saved? In waging this war, we are showing Christian love.
Why doesn't Christian love make us stop stealing their harvests?
I know what has happened to you. I know this talk. You have been infected by that troublemaker, Brother Francis. That beggar with his rabble of little brothers who ignore the prophecies of Scripture and pervert the true gospel.
By feeding the hungry, caring for the sick, sheltering the homeless?
Yes. Let us pray. Come, my son. Here. Kneel. Kneel and pray with me. Dear Jesus, please... Please forgive this young man his sin of doubting your divine will that leads us, your chosen people, your righteous army here to destroy the forces of the false prophet of the Antichrist. Open his eyes, free him from the false teachings, so that as a true Christian, he sees your will at work here in this most holy war. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Do not fear, my son. Soon, very soon, our righteous sword will stab the heart of this hornet's nest.
Yes, Your Eminence. You stab a hornet's nest.
Call his brother.
Philip?
Yes. He's one of your trusted Templars, isn't he?
He is.
This Philip will know how to unlock his brother, huh?
Come on. Come on. Oh, God. You're heavy. Oh. Let's go. It's time to get you home. Down the hill.
You're not like your brother.
I didn't know anything.
You're gentle. It's in your eyes.
There's nothing in my eyes.
You and I. Yes, I'd like that.
It was my only chance to have a life. But it's not what I found.
Just see to it you return.
No, it's not what I found.
It is your move, Hugh.
I can't move.
Hugh! My brother, come with me.
Philip, I can't. I have to stay here.
Hugh, I have something to show you.
Philip, I can't leave now.
Come on, remember how you were so worried about your future, remember?
Yes, I remember.
Praise be to God, Hugh. But these last few months with the Templars have been good. God has blessed me, you, with his bounty.
Bounty? What bounty?
Riches, Hugh. Jewels, gold, treasure. You see, I thought I would have to hand the booty over to my order. But I just received permission from Marshal Rico and the Cardinal to give my share to you. You are rich, Hugh! Rich! You know what this means? You can buy land. You can be seen at court. You can...
Joanna.
Yes! Yes! Lady Joanna, this is everything you hoped for.
We could marry.
I always said I'd look after you, didn't I, little brother?
Yes. Yes, you did, Philip.
So come on, then. Hurry!
Yes, of course. Philip, but I can't come just yet.
Hugh, we haven't much time. It's all arranged.
What is arranged?
Don't trouble yourself. Look, just leave this scum here in chains.
But I've given my word, Philip, to stay with the hostage.
Hugh, this boy here is an infidel, right? The enemy, right? Now I, your brother, am asking you to cooperate. Come with me.
Cooperate? In what?
Trust
me, Hugh. I'm trying to make this easy for you.
Make what easy?
Just leave him and come. He'll be taken care of.
Look, Philip, I've tried to explain it to you. I have given my word to protect Omar.
Omar? You choose to sit here and play chess with Omar?
Please, Philip, let us...
What?
Omar speaks?
Please, let us stay calm.
Omar, don't go near him.
Yes, speak, Omar. Speak. Very good. Did you teach him this trick, Hugh?
Philip, look.
I've interrupted your little game.
Yes.
Philip.
Yes. Now, that is a good game. Hmm. Can you understand this?
Philip!
Let's play another game now, Omar.
Philip, this is the Sultan's son. He is here as a pledge of peace.
Peace? What peace? Have you any idea how many good knights I have seen struck down by his poisoned arrows? Have you? I just hope it's my sword that cuts your throat this afternoon.
What?
We'll butcher you like a pig and catapult your head into your father's lap.
You cannot possibly think...
Oh, so you speak our language. Well, that's good, because I want you to know what I'm saying. I want you to understand me.
Stop!
Philip, leave him be.
Come on!
Philip!
Come on, try something!
Stop, Philip!
Come on, let's forget about taking you to the Cardinal. Just give me an excuse to kill you right now!
Philip, stop!
How dare you strike me? Hugh, I'm your brother! The Cardinal was right, you are under the spell of Satan!
Philip!
What are those drums?
I don't understand.
What is it, Hugh?
They are calling us to assemble.
Assemble for what?
War.
War?
Of course. That's why you came here, remember?
But the truce.
A tactical delay, Hugh, to buy time.
Time for what? For
the army of the Duke of Bavaria to arrive. And now that they're here, the Cardinal has ordered the attack.
But what about Omar?
I tried to make this easy for you, Hugh. I really did, but you wouldn't leave.
What are you saying, Philip?
The Cardinal says the hostage is no longer necessary.
Not necessary?
Things change, you. They've seen our reinforcements arrive. They hear our drums. They know what's happening.
My dear God, Philip, the truce!
They have already executed the hostage we gave them!
But you can't be sure of that!
Of course we can! They are infidels. Their word means nothing.
Their word?
I'm sorry, you, but orders must be carried out.
Philip, you can't! This is the Sultan's son!
You listen to me! You listen, please!
Listen. Think about your future. You should rejoice the war is over for you. Take the wealth. It's a fortune. Go home, find Joanna, marry her. Have children or just stand aside and let me do what I have to do.
Please, have I ever let you down? Go now, little brother!
No. No, no. 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 Here, Omar, put this on.
You don't do this.
A Christian tunic with a cross?
Quickly!
You don't, please!
I am a Muslim prince. I cannot...
Just do it! Very well.
I can't let you do this!
Philip, please! Here, listen. Just take the riches. Take it all. I'll never ask anything of you again, please. Just let us leave here. Just this one last thing I beg of you, please. I'll take one sword, and I'll cut Omar from his chains, and I'll just steal away with him.
Put down that sword.
You can say we were gone before you got here. Please, brother. Please.
Brother? I have no brother. Now, for the last time, yield, brother. Stay down or I'll kill you. I swear I'll kill you. Now yield.
I yield.
You!
Now let's take care of you, Omar.
No, please, I...
Die, infidel! You animal. You...
You stabbed him.
Philip. Philip.
Brother. Brother. Brother.
Pew, pew. Homer. Let's get out of here. Quickly.
I can't. I bleed. I won't stop.
Here. I'll carry you. We'll get back. I'll get you back. They won't notice us.
There is no God. But.
No. No. You can't die. Not here. Not like this. Omar. Listen to me. Listen to me. I'm gonna bring you home. You see? I'm carrying you over the lines. Here we go.
Yield, brother! Yield!
Philip?
It is your move, Hugh.
I know it's my move. I'm taking you...
Blessed are the
peacemakers.
Hugh! Come with me!
I can't come now, Philip! I'm taking...
Hugh! It's your move!
Don't rush me!
Keep your shield up.
Yes, Sir Humphrey, yes.
You are not like your brother.
No. No. I never was.
See to it you return.
I can't.
Are you not a true Christian?
What is a true Christian?
He who lives by the sword.
Dies by the sword.
What a greater love can we show?
No.
Your brothers.
I will always look out for you.
Yes, brother.
It's your move.
What is your name?
I have given my word!
Where is my son?
Here. I carry your son.
You have been listening to the fourth and final episode of Infidel by Roger Gregg. Starring Anthony Brophy, David Murray, Morgan Jones, Paul B. Lennox, Dermot McGuinness, Raymond Keane, Roger Gregg, Georgina Miller, Louis Gregg, Isaac Jones, and Aidan Vaughan. Studio and location recording by Mark McGrath. Location recordings at Raleigh House, Macroom, County Cork. Infidel was written, directed and produced by Roger Gregg.
That was the final episode of Infidel from the Crazy Dog Audio Theater. The entire series is available in places like YouTube and archive.org, and it's serialized on SoundCloud as well. So if you want to hear the whole series or get it for yourself, they're available there. Let's take a brief pause now for station identification. No, really, we have to do it.
I just found out I'm listening to Fresh Air Community Radio. That's KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and St. Paul. And online at kfai.org. And so are you.
Sound. Sound Effects, a radio playground. On KFAI, Fresh Air Radio. Okay, it's true. I am Jerry Stearns, and tonight on Sound Effects, second half here, we have another episode of A Canticle for Leibowitz. In this one, it's the last episode of the 3100 century of the story, and Athan Taddeo and the ailing Abbot Paolo have some disagreements over ethics. And this is all happening as a new age of technology begins to blossom. Here is A Canticle for Leibowitz, episode 11.
A Canticle for Leibowitz.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Part 11 of a series in 15 parts. Adapted from a novel by Walter Miller, Jr.
Alleluia.
A Canticle for Leibowitz. Here continues the chronicle. Set down daily by the brethren of Isaac Edward Leibowitz, in their abbey in the desert of the Southwest. Quote, now come we to the last year of the abbacy of Paolo de Pecos. It was in this year that soldiers made drawings of our abbey's fortifications, whereby Abbot Paolo was anxious in his heart. He knew how quickly King Hannigan would usurp the monks and take the abbey unto himself as a fortress, for the king was ever avid of empire. Now these soldiers were come here as escorts, attending the king's cousin, from the palace at Texarkana. And this cousin, Don Taddeo, was a great scholar, come hither for study. For in our library, unread by the world and uncomprehended for the most part by us, there reposed the memorabilia. These were the written words, such as had escaped burning, which yet remained from the days before the flame deluge, when almost all knowledge ceased, as did almost all of life. And that was 1,200 years ago. Only now, in Don Taddeo, was there at last a scholar sufficient in skill and cunning to draw out from these writings their hidden lore and give it back to the world. Unquote.
During the 10th week of Taddeo's visit, a messenger from New Rome, King Garaldi, head of the dynasty of Laredo, demanded Texarkana troops evacuate his realm forthwith. Don Taddeo and Abbot Paolo listened to the messenger with astonishment. Then Paolo sadly shook his head.
Whatever possessed the old fool? Surely he must have realized what the consequences would be.
Well, if he didn't, my lord Abbot, he very soon found out. He died of poison that night.
Oh, dear God.
And a state of war was proclaimed between Laredo and Texarkana.
Presumably a fairly short-lived war.
Yes, Don Taddeo. I think you can assume the war ended the day after it began. And that Hannigan now controls all lands and peoples from the Red River to the Rio Grande. There's more. Hannigan II, by grace of God Mayor, Viceroy of Texarkana, Defender of the Faith, and Vaquero Supreme of the Plains, after finding Monsignor Marcus Apollo guilty of treason...
Dear God!
...has caused him to be hanged.
Oh,
what?
And then, while still alive, cut down, drawn, quartered, and flayed. I need hardly add, Texarkana is under interdict by papal decree.
Any news of Hannigan's countermeasures?
No, not yet.
What a tragic affair. Abbot Paolo, I think I ought to offer to leave at once.
Why, Taddeo? You don't approve of Hannigan's actions, do you?
No, between ourselves, I condemn them. But in public, there is the collegium to think of. If it were only a question of my own neck, well...
I understand.
Rumors kept coming from the plains. The cattle plague was sweeping like wildfire among the herds of the nomads. Famine seemed imminent. What remained of Laredo's scattered forces were being wiped out by hit-and-run assaults of Mad Bear, who was thirsty for vengeance against those who brought the plague. The gulf between Paolo and Taddeo kept widening. Taddeo hastened to finish his work.
Well, Abbot Paolo, my work is nearly finished here. We'll be leaving in a very few days.
Aren't you worried about the fighting on the plains, Taddeo?
We're to camp at a butte about a week's ride east from here, and a group of, our escort will meet us there.
I do hope your escort group hasn't reversed its political allegiance since you made the arrangements. It's getting hard to tell friend from foe these days.
Especially if they come from Texarkana, you mean?
I didn't say that.
Let's be frank with each other, Father. I can't fight Hannigan. He makes my work possible, no matter what I think of his policies or his politics. I appear to support him superficially, or at least overlook him, for the sake of the Collegium. Now, if he extends his lands, the Collegium may profit. If the Collegium prospers, mankind will profit from our work.
The ones who survive, perhaps.
True. But that's always true.
No. No, 12 centuries ago, not even the survivors profited. Must we start down that road again?
What can I do about it? Hannigan is prince, not I.
But you promised to begin restoring man's control over nature. Who will use that control? To what end? How will you hold him in check? Such decisions can still be made, but if you and your group don't make them now, others will soon make them for you. Mankind will profit, you say, but by whose sufferance? The sufferance of a prince who signs his letters X? Or do you really believe that your collegium can stay aloof from his ambitions when he finds out you're valuable to him?
What you really suggest is that we wait a little while. That we dissolve the Collegium or move it to the desert, and then somehow, with no gold, no silver of our own, revive science in some slow, hard way and tell nobody that we save it all up for the day when man is good and pure and holy and wise.
Now, that is not what I meant.
Oh, that is not what you meant to say, but that is what your saying means. Keep science cloistered. Don't try to apply it. Don't try to do anything about it until men are holy. Well, it won't work. You've been trying it here in this abbey for generations.
We haven't withheld anything.
Oh, no, you haven't withheld it, but you sat on it so quietly nobody knew it was here. You did nothing with it.
But haven't you heard about Isaac Edward Leibowitz? Do you see his statue over there in the corner? Haven't you heard about a scientist like yourself who founded this order? He founded it in order to save what could be saved of the records of that civilization. Saved from what, though? And for what? Look. Look at the statue. Look at it. See where it's standing. See the kindling? Books. Books for kindling. Yes. They didn't just burn intellectuals in the Great Simplification. They burnt books and everything else that stood for any kind of knowledge. That's how little the world wanted your science then, and for centuries afterward. So he died for our sake. When they drenched Leibowitz and the books with fuel oil, legend says, he asked for a cup of it. They thought he mistook it for water, so they laughed and gave him a cup. He blessed it and said, "This is the chalice of my blood," and he drank it before they hanged him and set him on fire. Shall I read you a list of all the martyrs? Shall I name all the battles we fought to keep these records intact?
Father.
All the monks blinded in the copy room for your sake. Yet you say we did nothing with it, withheld it by silence.
Not intentionally, but in effect you did. And for the very motives you imply should be mine. If you try to save wisdom until the world is wise, Father, the world will never have it.
I can see the misunderstanding is basic. To serve God first, or to serve Hannigan first, that's your choice.
I have little choice, then. Would you have me work for the church?
Thursday, within the octave of All Saints. Taddeo and his clerk, preparing to leave, sorted their notes and records in the library. Overhead, the arc lamp still sputtered and glared. The team of novices pumped wearily at the hand-powered dynamo as the novice atop the ladder kept the light adjusted. And Don Taddeo had a proposition for Brother Kornhoer.
You and I, Brother Kornhoer, we'd make a good team. I wish you'd join me, at least for a while. Do you think your abbot would grant you leave?
Oh, I would not presume to guess.
Now, I've heard mention of brothers on leave.
Brothers working on leave have kept the rest of us from starving at times, but it's seldom done. Of course,
We have a few brothers studying in New Rome now.
Now that's it. A scholarship at the Collegium.
Yes?
There'd be a stipend. I'm sure your abbot could put that to good use.
Well, I don't know.
Father, you don't seem pleased.
I'm flattered, of course. But such matters are not for me to decide.
Well, I understand that, but I wouldn't dream of asking your abbot if the idea displeased you.
My vocation is to religion. However, if Abbot Paolo were to send me...
I see you would reluctantly come. Look, I'm sure I could get the Collegium to send your abbot at least 100 gold pieces a year while you were with us.
Oh.
Pardon me, did I say something wrong?
Meanwhile, in his study, Paolo fought the pain in his gut. And a knock at the door brought the prior with more bad news.
I'm sorry to disturb you, Reverend Father, but it's a matter of some urgency. I've just come from the infirmary.
Yes?
It's Brother Claret, Monsignor Apollo's clerk.
Claret? You mean he escaped? They didn't kill him with Marcus?
Well, they may have meant to, and God knows how he made it all the way here. He's in pretty bad shape.
Will he live?
Touch and go. Brother Pharmacist isn't too hopeful. As far as I can gather, they tortured him to get evidence against Marcus. From one or two things he let drop, I'd say he blames himself for what happened. Anyway, I thought you ought to see this. It's a document he had in his pocket, a copy of a proclamation by Hannigan.
All right, let's hear it.
The point of it is, in this sentence, we, the only legitimate ruler over the church in this realm, hereby declare to our loyal people that Pope Benedict the 22nd is a heretic, murderer, sodomite, and atheist. Who serves him serves not us.
Dear God.
The rest, it's mostly gobbledygook. Except just at the end, there's another big take heed, and then he orders the licensing of the clergy, makes the administration of the sacraments by unlicensed persons a crime, and makes an oath of supreme allegiance to him a condition for licensing. That's it. Signed with his mark.
In the library, Taddeo, eyes afire with exuberance, pulls Brother Kornhauer aside.
Brother Kornhauer?
Yes?
I have located a source here that should, I think, be of interest to Don Mayo. Now, of course, I know his
Don
story.
Don Mayo? Is he the one who's trying to corrupt Genesis?
Yes. That is...
Well, that's all right. Some of us feel Genesis is more or less allegorical. What have you found?
Now, we located one fragment from before the flame deluge that suggests a very revolutionary concept. Now, if I interpret the fragment correctly, man was not created until shortly before the flame deluge.
What? Then where did civilization come from?
Well, not from humanity. It was developed by a preceding race which became extinct during the flame deluge.
But Holy Scripture goes back thousands of years before the diluvium. You're proposing that we're not the descendants of Adam? Not related to historical humanity?
But wait, I only offer conjecture that the pre-flame deluge race, which called itself man, succeeded in creating life. Now, shortly before the fall of their civilization, they successfully created the ancestors of present humanity, after their own image, as it were, as a servant species.
But even if you totally reject revelation, that's a completely unnecessary complication under plain common sense.
Well, it might seem so, until you consider how many things it would account for. Well, you know the legends of the simplification. They all become more meaningful, it seems to me, if one looks at the simplification as a rebellion by a created servant species against the original creator species, as the fragmentary references suggest. Now, it would also explain why present-day humanity seems so inferior to the ancients, why our ancestors lapsed into barbarism when their masters were extinct. Abbot Paolo, I was just explaining...
I heard. God have mercy on this house. Spare us, Lord, we knew not what we did.
I should have known not to...
We are but creatures of creatures then, sir philosopher, made by lesser gods than God. and therefore understandably less than perfect, through no fault of ours, of course.
It is only conjecture, but it would account for much.
And absolve of much, would it not? Man's rebellion against his makers was no doubt merely justifiable tyrannicide against the infinitely wicked sons of Adam.
I did not say
show
that...
Show me, sir philosopher, this amazing reference.
Here it is.
You found this over in the unclassified section, I believe?
Yes, but it...
And if you'd bother to look up the cross-reference in the unclassified card index, you would have seen that it came from a play about robots by an author named Chapek, about the creation of artificial people as slaves and their eventual revolt against their makers. A play. And more to the point, Tadeo. If you were devoted to the idea of open-minded scientific inquiry, you would consider all available sources, including the one and only source that survived complete. You might choose to disagree with our evaluation of it, but it is a primary source. There's no question of that. In the image of God, he created them, male and female. He created them.
My remarks were only conjecture. Now, freedom to speculate is necessary to the adventure.
And the Lord God took man and put him into the paradise of pleasure to dress it and to keep it. And God commanded
him. To speculate is necessary to the advancement of science. Now, if you would have us hampered by blind adherence, unreasoned dogma, then you would prefer to leave the world
in the... And God commanded him, saying, of every tree of paradise thou shalt eat, but of the tree of knowledge and of good and evil thou shalt not.
Then you'd prefer to leave the world in the same black ignorance and superstition that you say your order has struggled against.
Thou shalt not eat. For in what day soever thou shalt eat of it, thou shalt die.
But then we could never overcome famine, disease, or misbirth, or make the world one bit better than it has been for 12
centuries. And the serpent said, God doth know that in what day soever thou shalt eat thereof, your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil.
But the world will be no better than it's been for 12 centuries if every direction of speculation is to be closed off and every new thought denounced.
Tadeo, it never was any better. It never will be any better. It will only be richer or poorer, sadder, but not wiser until the very last day.
You see, I knew it. I knew you would be offended, but you told me, oh, what's the use? You have your own creation account.
The account I was quoting, Sir Philosopher, was not an account of the manner of creation, but an account of the manner of temptation that led to the fall.
Yes, but the freedom to speculate is essential.
No one has tried to deprive you of that, nor is anyone offended. But to abuse the intellect for reasons of pride, vanity, or escape from responsibility is the fruit of that same tree.
You question the honor of my motives?
At times I question my own. I accuse you of nothing. But ask yourself this. Why do you take delight in leaping to such a wild conjecture from so fragile a springboard? Why do you wish to discredit the past, even to dehumanizing the last civilization?
Oh, damn it. All these records should be placed in the hands of competent people!
That brought the dynamo to a stop. The brothers operating it were too shocked to continue.
What is it? What's happened to the light?
I think they just gave up on it. Bring candles. And you, brother, up there on top of the ladder, come down and bring that lamp with you. Now, Sir Philosopher, if you can make it out by candlelight, read this.
From Hannigan?
A proclamation. Read it and rejoice in your cherished freedom. And whosoever reads in this alcove henceforth, let him read Ad Lumina Christi. So, Don Tadeo, you read it.
Yes.
If by some unlikely chance you'd like political asylum
no,
here...
No, no, thank you.
Then may I ask you to clarify your remark about placing our records in competent hands?
It was said in the heat of the moment. I retract it.
But you haven't stopped meaning it. You've meant it all along. So, will you be leaving today or tomorrow?
Today, I think, would be better.
When you get back, deliver a message.
Of course.
Say that anyone who wishes to study here will be welcome, in spite of the poor lighting. Don Mayo especially, or Don Nestachon, with his six ingredients. Tell them, too, that when the time comes, as it will, that not only priests, but scientists are in need of sanctuary. Tell them our walls are thick out here.
Paolo turned and trudged up the stairs to be alone in his study, for the knot was tightening his guts again.
Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace.
He wanted Father Gault to hear his confession. Better, though, to wait till the guests had gone.
Can you come back later?
I'm afraid I won't be here later.
Oh, Don Tadeo. Come in.
I thought it only proper to leave you these.
What do we have here?
Sketches of your fortifications. The ones the officers made. I suggest you burn them immediately.
Why have you done this after our words downstairs?
Oh, don't misunderstand. I would have returned them in any event. If I had returned the sketches any sooner, the officers would have had plenty of time and opportunity to draw up another set.
Don Tadeo,
I promise no effort on your behalf.
I know.
Because I think what you have here should be open to the world.
It is. It was. It always will be.
They shook hands. Tadeo left. No truce. Only mutual respect between foes. Perhaps it would never be more.
But why must it all be acted again?
The answer was near at hand. There was still the serpent whispering, "For God doth know that in what day soever you shall eat thereof, your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods."
The old father of lies. Clever at telling half-truths. How shall you know good and evil until you have sampled a little?
Taste and be as gods.
But infinite power couldn't bestow godhood on men, nor could infinite wisdom. For that, there'd have to be infinite love as well.
Paolo summoned Gault. It was very nearly time to go.
From the place of ground zero, O Lord, deliver us.
That was the year of the unprecedented torrent of rain on the desert, causing seed long dry to burst into bloom.
From the curse of the fall.
That was the year that a vestige of civilization came to the nomads of the plains, and even the people of Laredo began to murmur that it was possibly all for the best. New Rome did not agree.
From the beginning of monsters.
It was the year that the old Jew returned to his former vocation of physician and wanderer. The year that the monks of the Order of Leibowitz buried an abbot and bowed to a new one.
From the reign of the
cobalt. It was the year a king came riding out of the east to subdue the land and own it. It was a year of man, a year of carnage, the first of many hundreds. After the generations of the darkness came the generations of the light. And they called it the year of our Lord 3781, a year of his peace, they prayed.
The Chronicle of the 31st Century segment of the tale, A Canticle for Leibowitz. Next week, we will begin the 37th Century segment. And in that part of the tale, it's a new age of starships and of nuclear weapons. So you'll want to tune in for that. I hope you'll tune in for pretty much anything that we play here on Sound Effects. It's modern audio theater of all kinds and from all sorts of sources. You can find out what we're planning to do and what we've done over the last few weeks on our schedule. And that's if you go to greatnorthernaudio.com, on the left there's a link to Sound Effects on KFAI. If you go to that link, and then there's a link there to the schedule. And that'll tell you what we've done over the last few weeks with links to sources. And it'll tell you what we hope to do in the next few weeks. It's all modern audio theater, the best kind. I'm Jerry Stearns, and you have been listening to Sound Effects, a radio playground. I hope you'll continue listening, not just to Sound Effects, but to KFAI. And in order to do that, you should wait around for Abby's Room for One. Join us again next week for more modern audio theater and comedy on Sound Effects, a radio playground, here on Fresh Air Radio.
Programming on KFAI is brought to you in part by First Avenue, presenting Camelot in the First Avenue Main Room, Monday, September 14th. Camelot takes the Main Room stage with her latest release, Dark Asylum. Set within a shadowed neo-Victorian world, Dark Asylum invites listeners through the gates of Ravenhill Asylum. Once a grand cathedral, now a place where science, faith, and insanity uneasily coexist. Opening the show is Visions of Atlantis and Frozen Crown. More information about Camelot in the First Avenue Main Room is available at first-avenue.com.
Programming on KFAI is supported in part by the Cedar Cultural Center, presenting Chavez, Ismaili, and Saunier, Saturday, September 12th.
Drummer Greg Saunier, bassist Shazad Ismaili, and turntablist Maria Chavez create improvised soundscapes.
Combining abstract turntablism, uncommon drumming, and uncanny instrumentation, their sonic searching is as playful as it is profound.
Opening the show are Ellery Saxville and Henry Salomon, combining synths with saxophone and bass clarinet.
More information about Chavez, Ismaili, and Saunier is available at thecedar.org.
In recognition of the freedom of speech protections on the First Amendment and the FCC's relaxed policy on late night and overnight language, this KFAI program may include song lyrics that some listeners might find objectionable. Listener discretion is advised.
Sometimes you get what you need.
You are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, 90.3 FM Minneapolis, going out to the stratosphere, or on the web at www.kfai.org, where you can catch this train wreck for the next 2 weeks. It's archived. This is Abby's Room for One Radio. You're at the end of your week, or the beginning of the next one, or somewhere in the middle, because our work weeks never end, but rock, well, that never dies. Here's some stuff. She hasn't got a heart and she hasn't got a soul. Say that she has got the hell of one. But I'm a rebel leader, but I never could betray.